some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Oh, 8:48 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Oh, we get pumped for certain things at certain times. And it's about that time for you know what.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
Question number one. As Mark predicted, this will be somewhat Vanderbilt themed. Where does Tim Corbin rank among the best coaches slash managers all time in Nashville sports history?
In Nashville sports history.
Who's on the list?
He's on Mount Rushmore. Because, yeah, you got Don Meyer. You got Rick Byrd.
Ed Temple.
You know, Jeff Fisher went to a Super Bowl. Peter LaViolette went to a Stanley Cup final. Corbs, though, has two titles. And that, to me, means something. I would put him at the top of a very, you know what? He and Ed Temple, to me, are sort of neck and neck.
Tell people who Ed Temple is for those
Ed Temple is the late, great track coach of the Tiger Bells. And he had several Olympians who won gold medals.
Wilma Rudolph.
First and foremost is Wilma Rudolph, of course. So I'll tell you what. Ed Temple by a nose, but Corbs is number two in a very talented field.
Blaine?
As much as that hurts me, I'm going with the Corbs.
Number one?
I live in the now. It's all about now.
You know who else we could throw in there?
I'm throwing the Corb. Anchor down. He's number one.
You know, let's not forget Ricky Bowers, who's got a whole lot of state titles in basketball and football. Now, some may say, he's playing with a stacked deck, but Ricky Bowers is a great coach. You can't minimize that.
Well, you can go to Carlton Flat as well.
Carlton Flat as well. Absolutely.
Academy, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
Blaine has spoken, so that's all that matters. Blaine's already spoken. Yeah. He's not going to spend any more time on this. Yeah. Blaine has spoken.
I'm not going to mean what those coaches did, but Corbs is number one.
Take two, has Vanderbilt baseball been able to cross loyalties and be rooted for by fans of other schools? We've heard that a little bit today. Fans of MTSU, fans of Tennessee. Has Vanderbilt been able to cross that threshold to even rival schools root for Vanderbilt baseball?
Yeah, I think this team, this sport, is more a Nashville team than any of the other Vanderbilt teams, with all due respect. You know, football, their problems drawing are well documented. You know, for a while, basketball filled up Memorial Gym. That is no longer. But this team, yeah, I think a lot of people respect what kind of person Corbs is. And really, if you're a baseball fan, and even if you root for somebody else, Vanderbilt plays beautiful baseball. They just really do. And, you know, I'm a hardcore baseball fan. I love the way they play.
I think it's all about Corbs. Corbs is the reason why you can bring... Just think about this now. James Franklin was in the stands. Penn State. All right, we don't want to talk about the relationship when he was at Vanderbilt, but he's at Penn State now. Oh, Mr. Rocker there. Oh, Daddy Rocker.
Tracy Rocker, yeah.
Yeah, sitting in the stands with the color of what? Black on. When he's an orange guy right now. Corbs brings people together because they're fascinated of how good a coach he is, what a great person he is, and a great guy. All of that entails with having great players that are all going to be in the major leagues. I mean, he gets it done. They're all asking him for advice. That's why they're there. They support him. not only that, you know, the players too. So I'm going with Corbs. I think that's the reason why.
Take three, because we will be talking Gold Cup and all that coming up in the next hour with Jason Roberts from CONCACAF. But have you been or will you watch the Women's World Cup? The Americans taking on France, the host nation, tomorrow. Have you watched any of it? Will you be watching any of it?
Oh, yeah. I've watched it all. I've watched it all the way. Not live all the time, but I've recorded it and watched it.
You've actually recorded it and watched it? That's a step further than what I'm willing to do. Well, if it happens to be on, yeah, sure. I'll switch over.
I sort of feel like if you make, especially you, make a side comment about soccer, then I should at least, you know, try to be ready for it.
No one knows that Mark is a CONCACAF board member and trustee.
Yeah.
But I have not.
I sprained my CONCACAF. Oh.
I will. You know what? I will watch this week. I have not watched anything besides the highlights. I have to admit.
Let's say they get.
I'm going to dye my hair pink like Megan Rapinoe. Yeah.
There's not much hair for you to dye. So
I understand that.
You look more like an Easter egg if you do that.
Gosh, come on.
Yeah. Waiting for you to get the curly.
Smiling
look.
On. Yeah.
What about you?
I've watched some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it happens to be, okay, if it's on and I'm thinking about it and I'm not busy, I'll watch it live.
Right.
I'll catch the highlights. Tomorrow, I'll probably make it a point to watch because
that
France
should be a good
really
game.
Good. Yeah.
No doubt.
And obviously, if they make it to the final, as they have and won many previous times, I'll make it a point to watch. Yeah. And that is take three.
No bonus question?
No. I thought those were pretty good questions, actually.
Yeah. Some people have missed ask Mark about John Merritt.
I thought about that, too, in terms of best coaches.
John Merritt, too, absolutely.
John Merritt would be in that discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. In terms of best coaches in Nashville history.
Yes. I knew I wouldn't know.
But you know what? I mean, when you look at what Rick Byrd did, taking a program from NAIA to the NCAA tournament to a player who's now been drafted in the first round.
He should be on the list.
He's definitely on the Mount Rushmore. That's for sure. I think in terms of best coaches in Nashville area sports history, I think Rick Byrd, Ed Temple, and Tim Corbin are stone cold locks.
What, not Don Meyer, who won a national championship, NAIA, but still.
What about Charlie Anderson won a
JUCO championship?
Well, and
was
this,
legend in junior college and high school.
Well,
coaches.
And this is where the Cumberland baseball fans will pile on.
Right.
Gary, I'm about to get Mark now with his buddy that you didn't even mention, Boots Donnelly.
Oh no, I thought about that too. College football Hall of Famer. Yeah. Yep.
Oh man, I think this is a great topic for another day. Who should be on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Who should be on there? Ooh, it's a nice little list.
Well, how
there.
Far do we want to go back? I mean, that's the other part too.
Well, and that's true.
Statute of limitations.
There is no limitation.
Do it by
era. Great in all eras.
Great coaching is great across all eras.
Yes.
Mark. Exactly. Yeah. Just like the players. That's always a huge debate.
Well, in terms of the players, though, in Hall of Fame type stuff, you do have to at least kind of cut it up by rules. Because
John Williamson at Vanderbilt, multiple bowling titles.
While I respect that.
That's what I'm saying.
While I respect that.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That. No. We've now crossed that bridge.
I think he's won multiple bowling titles.
You tried.
And lit it on fire. No.
I'm claiming Corbs number one. That's Mount Rushmore right now.
Very nice.